Many domestic abuse trackers say Native women suffer disproportionately higher rates of physical violence, and in most cases, the abuser is non-Indian. But according to John Echohawk, executive director for NARF, federal law restricts tribal courts from trying non-Indians who commit such crimes on reservations. Echohawk says his group, along with the National Congress of American Indians and several tribes, are trying to change that.
With the tribal governments not able to deal with these offenders, then it falls to state or federal officials to do that, and it's just not happening. The tribes have passed resolutions in support of restoration of the sovereign jurisdiction that's been denied by the U.S. Supreme Court to ask the Congress to restore that sovereignty to deal with this.
Echohawk says while many cases go unreported across Indian country, it's believed that up to 70% of cases of violence against Native women are done by non-Indians. Echohawk made his comments recently at a special conference on tribal media and the justice system in Vermilion, South Dakota. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.